This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Rustenburg Girls Junior School is known as a school that is dynamic and forward-thinking, with an arts department that develops learners for the demands of the 21st century. When you say it like that, there must be a man filled with pride at that statement. It's Mr. Hendrik Maren. He's the head of music and specialist subjects at Rustenburg Girls Junior School. Good morning to you, Hendrik. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bradley. No, I'm fine. I think at this stage, with a few days left of the conference, it's getting hectic and excited at the same time. But thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. When I speak to somebody from school that's a teacher, I'm never quite sure if it's okay to call you by your first name. You know, at school, we never call the teacher by their first name. It was always, yes, Mr. Maray, no, Mr. Maray.
Yeah, I think we will prefer the girls to stick to that.
I'm going to call you Hendrik, and I'm going to feel like a rebel.
Yes, no problem.
Can you give us a brief background to Rustenburg Girls Junior School and to see a school like this with such a passion for the creative arts?
Well, Bradley, I will tell you, Rustenburg Girls is an all-girls school, of course, right in the heart of the beautiful Levy suburb of Rondebosch and directly next to the Baxter Theatre. I think sometimes it's easier to find the Baxter than to get to school, but it's in the main road of Rondebosch. And in February 2021, we were fortunate to celebrate our 127th birthday. And we are also extremely proud that there was a 127-year tradition of academic excellence and excellence in creative art delivery, including, of course, then the music, drama, and visual arts. But as a school, we've been constantly and intentionally engaging in the process of transformation, of course, and working on ways to become more equitable and inclusive in policy and practice. I think it is very clear for us as well, for the past 127 years, our learners have benefited from exceptionally high standards of education. And that, of course, has included opportunities to expose them and to excel in the art as well. And we as a school want to recognize that, to say this is not the story of most South African schools. And we have a responsibility to share and support other teachers where they are often teaching environments that are less privileged or less resourceful as well. But however with that, we don't want to say to people that we know it the best. I think it was very important for the school to grab partnerships and to also to partner, especially with researchers, practitioners, to get this to highlight the importance that creative arts can play in character development of young people.
Yeah, you said something so amazing there, in character development of young people. And the amazing thing is we're talking about a junior school here. So, you know, we're talking about youngsters, you know, 13 and under mostly, having this kind of foundation set for their life. And, you know, these are going to be the leaders and the movers and shakers in the country, in the world in the years ahead. So the role you are playing is enormous.
Thank you for that, because I think our passion is also the fact that we are very aware that 21st century education skills are the skills that you pick up very quickly in the arts education, and that we will need to put every effort in to actually create a platform for teachers where they can learn and discover and explore ideas, and also just to go back on a Monday with excitement to teach content and to bring quality education to every learner in the province, also in the country.
So now this virtual conference makes total sense. It's a showcase. It's an opportunity for people not just to see what the school can do and what the young people can do, but to lay a precedent for what is possible.
Yes, I think you're so correct there. For the school, it was, of course, extremely important to take hands with the WCD, the Education Department, in a partnership. And I think with the conference theme being equity and diversity in the creative arts classroom, we want to promote and support the message of the wonderful work that's already been done by the department. And then, of course, the big mission must always be to increase the access to quality arts education for all learners. And the WCD has a wonderful, approach that they apply, and also the only province in the country that's doing that, called the STEAMAC approach. Now, STEAMAC is basically referring to the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and then, of course, also now adding into it arts, reading, agriculture, and coding. And as I said, this is the only province in the country that's putting emphasis on that. And the result is that we want learners to take a risk. We want them to engage in experimental learning. And, of course, they need to become the more problem solvers of the future, like you've mentioned before. I think those things are very important for us as a school. And it's also for us important to take the hand of the department to say, we want to carry your message forward. And I hope that is what the conference will get to.
So before the virtual conference that's happening very shortly, as you said, this is the stressful time of getting all of your ducks in a row and dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Was there a conference in the past, obviously non-virtual, were there conferences in the past? Was this a usual thing for the school?
Well, this is the first one, I think, first for South Africa.
Oh.
I think at this stage, internationally, there's a huge, huge drive to put emphasis on art education. And actually, the positive things you can take out of the art education, if it comes to character development, sending young people into society. I think this is the first for South Africa with the emphasis then on practices in the creative arts classroom. And at the end of the day, I think it's also very important that you start putting some thinking skills in charge for teachers to think, where do we dream? That we just start dreaming again, because the magic of the school went missing when we went for the first COVID and the restrictions that came along with that. But the magic will need to come back to keep young people engaged and learning.
Wow.
So that is what the conference like this need to bring. And then we are very privileged and we feel very fortunate to be able to present this for the first time.
So tell us about what we can expect. What is the virtual conference? How does it look? Obviously virtual, but is it going to be interactive? Are we going to sit down wherever we are on our devices and be able to consume? Give us an idea of how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I like that thing of sitting with our devices to consume, because I think even in my world, this is quite a lot of things to get used to.
Yeah.
The whole new virtual arena and stepping into that. But the Creative Arts Conference must be the meeting place, of course, for all educators that's responsible for teaching creative arts from grade R to grade 9.
Mm.
Clearly not for specialists, I mean. I think it is more also for your generalist teachers, because if you think in less fortunate and less resourceful schools, it's the general class teacher that needs to teach this highly specialized art field.
Mm.
So I think that is what we need to think always about. Whatever we present on a conference platform like this needs to also have impact on your general teacher to put them in power of the content. And I think the conference helped to bring that fresh perspective of why the arts needed, of course, for the holistic development of every child, and then to look at integrated approaches when you teach the arts. So the conference will be hosted on the virtual platform, and we are fortunate to have a company, School Scout, that's dealing with that part. And then, of course, the app, the Hua app we will use for people to also access the conference via their mobile phones, or any smart device for that instance. But interesting enough is that with all of these things in place, it is possible now to get something as close to a live event as possible.
Okay.
Because with this app in place, it's allowing us to start pre-engaging before the conference. I think it's also during the conference where you can break away. I think the virtual exhibition space is an exciting area where there will be quite a bit of exhibitors available as well. And it will be possible for you just to move away from there and just to go and search for a resource, search for a book, search for new material. I think it's also to have a one-stop shop, actually, to learn, to get new ideas, to get excited, and to see what others do, and good practices around.
That's amazing. So give us that. You mentioned the app. We didn't hear quite clearly what the name of the app is.
The app is the Hua app. So there's a Canadian app that is available, and you just download it, and it will give you access. You will have, of course, a code that you will receive for registration to the conference.
Yeah.
And once you enter the code in the app, it will take you into the virtual space where the conference will be hosted. All sessions, panel discussions,
amazing,
all of that will be hosted on the platform as well. And the benefit of that is, of course, that it will be available 28 days after the conference for people to download stuff, material, whatever they would like to do. That will be available.
Wow, the logistics behind this sounds intense. You know, this is the kind of thing you would expect from a university or beyond, and it's being put together by the Rustenburg Girls Junior School in partnership with the Western Cape Education Department. This sounds incredibly exciting. So do we have to register to get a code? Is there a cost involved? Someone wants to enjoy the conference?
Yes, so Bertie, the conference, of course, will be on the Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th of August. It's now next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's possible to register for the 2 days, the cost is 150 rand per attendee. And we really try to keep the cost as low as possible to make it accessible for everyone to attend. But even with that being said, I think we were very aware of the fact that there will still be teachers that's coming from environments where that was a problem. So we tried to get as many possible tickets sponsored so that we can also have some sponsored tickets available. So if people can't afford to just register, there is the possibility of that. And then everything we can find on the official official website of the conference. Now, I know to give a website address is going to be tricky, so I've just looked last night. I think it's possible if you just type into any Google search at this stage, the Creative Arts Conference Cape Town, that will pop up for people. And everything is on that webpage, the agenda, the speakers, of course, all of that information you will find there.
Fantastic. Give us that web address again, Hendrik.
So I would say you can just type in normal Google search, okay, Creative Arts Conference, Cape Town, and that will pop up as the first event that you will see in a Google search bar.
Ah, fantastic. So where can we get more information all here off the Creative Arts Conference website? Is that where we'll find everything?
You will find everything there. You will find there speakers, for example, that we are very privileged to bring on board, some international speakers as well. Catherine Damkola from the Institute of Education for Music. We're bringing in a lead advocate for the arts and innovative world, and that's Christina Ray. We're bringing software program people from America. Jim Frankel from Music First will present a session. And then, of course, attendees will also receive something at the end of the day. I think that it was very important for us to put tools in people's hands to walk away from the conference and to be excited about the content. So there's CAMI Level 1 certification that you will get. You will earn the 20 CTDT points. That's very important for teachers to accumulate scores. I think as part of getting things close to face-to-face event, we've found of the link up with the company Purple ZA that designed gamification that's running as a threat throughout the conference. Mm-hmm. But it's keeping people engaged in the fact that you can win prizes and lucky prizes as you go along. So I think for us it was very important to get this as close to face-to-face event as possible.
Yo, this is incredible, and I've got access to the list of speakers, and someone who we've had here recently on the program, Sipokazi Jonas, also a fantastic young lady, and we've enjoyed having her here on the program, and she's going to be part of it as well. And you also mentioned, Hendrik, the MEC for Education, Mrs. Debbie Schaefer, is going to be on as well.
Yes, she's one of the two keynote addresses that we'll have during the conference, and I think it is very important for her, as the MEC of Education in Western Cape, to put the message forward of the CMAC approach that's so uniquely Western Cape. Mm. I think that is what we would like to bring across. I don't think it's ever for us to show off that in the province we do better, we do this, we do that, but I think it will be very silly if we don't say we've got the tools, we can showcase, and we can help, and we can assist, and we can learn. I think that is the big thing for us in the arts, is that it's day-to-day learning about new things, shortcuts to get to the end result. And that is what my dream is for the conference.
So I could recommend a website that will really help you along. It's called schoolscape.co.za, and you'll see a link through on Schoolscape to be able to see the link to the conference, and you'll be able to see Hendrik there, and well as everybody else who's going to be speaking, a good friend of mine whose wife is the principal, Mrs. Peterson, and all of the speakers involved, keynote speakers and more. Buy your tickets, and you can even earn some points for attending. So you can go and figure that all out if that applies to you and your school, all on schoolscape.co.za, and then you just click on Creative Arts Conference. I can tell you what, apart from the stress you must be feeling, Henry, I can hear the excitement and the passion in your voice. There's no getting around that.
Well, thank you, Bradley, for that. But I can tell you, I think as a creative arts specialist myself, if you want to get the ultimate engagement, you need to step in with the ultimate of energy. I think that is what you hear in the voice. Yeah. There's some energy driving at this stage. I don't know if it's nerves. But yeah, there's many of these things that can be possibilities. I think the big thing is that it's a dream that we need to put on the table to say it's really fast important. Mm. To ensure that every child in this country will have access to quality arts education. It's not about education anymore. It is about creating quality, and I think that is what we would stand for.
We love that. That's the voice of Mr. Hendrik Maree. He's the head of music and specialist subject at Rustenburg Girls Junior School. And not too long now comes the 27th and 28th of August, and that virtual Creative Arts Conference is happening. And also great to hear that there will be almost a month after that as well where it's possible to interact. But you can find more details on schoolscape.co.za. Click on Creative Arts Conference. And if you're curious about Rustenburg Girls Junior School, well, you can go and Google them and find out what's going on at their school as well. Their website available, of course. Hendrik, good luck and hang in there. You're going to be great. And thanks for the precedent that you are setting to inspire other schools, no matter where they might be in our city, to know what's possible. And who knows what dreams will be woken up in young people during this conference to aim for huge things in the future and be able to recall the Creative Arts Conference as something that exploded their passion and got them doing what they love. So thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Bradley, and thank you for sharing with your listeners as well. We are just looking forward to welcome everyone on the platform and, of course, to put inspired teachers out there to say, come, let's grab the heart back of the school. Let's make it work, and let's make it work for South Africa.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.